Good year, we'll read. Just leave her here in the morning. There's no David there, so we were talking about just what we asked the president to. Everybody we're talking, it don't much matter what people do anymore. They're going to do their best to justify just exactly what they do. It don't matter what it is, they'll try their best to justify whatever they do in this life to make it all right. And I was sitting there and I began to read this scripture. Just a short chapter, and I got about four verses here, and I want to read. Starting in verse 1, it said, "The elders unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Even as thou walkest in the truth, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." I thought about it this morning, and I read this, and I thought about this, and then David began to say what he did, maybe in the Sunday school, and somehow or another, the truth has really got away from us in the time that we're in. Amen. Somehow or another, they have changed it up and changed the book around and rewrote and tried to fix things to where it maybe didn't seem so bad. But this morning, if they ever been a time, Brother Taylor come in this morning, he was standing there, and I asked him, I said, "Brother Taylor, you got about a good hour this morning?" I said, "I need somebody to take hold of that book and begin to get a hold of me and help me." For surely I need more truth today than I ever had. Somehow or another here lately, I've got a hold of an old CD, and every time I plug that thing in and begin to listen to it, and I begin to get more of the truth that there is in this old book right here, makes me to know that I'm coming up way short.
Amen.
I don't know how you feel about yours this morning. You may feel that way. Hey, I've got everything done up to par, and everything's just so-so in my life, and God, amen, a blessing me this way and that away. Surely, amen, somewhere it looked like that somebody would just have a little honor and a little praise, amen, for the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, but I owe it. Amen, more this morning than I'll ever get repaid. Amen, just for what he done.
Yeah.
Amen, when he come into this world as a baby and, amen, was born into this world and had to see the things that he's seen and didn't have to live and suffer and die like he did on the old cross. Amen, thank God that you could have this right this morning. Amen. You've got the same right that I have this morning. Amen. The whole world has got the same right. Amen. This morning we can all have life. Amen. And he said, have it more abundantly. Amen. Thank God, folks. Wow. We, amen, is His children this morning. Amen. Thank God we ought to be on our feet. Amen. Thank God. I'm thanking Him. Amen. Praising Him and honoring Him. Amen. Just for this season. Amen. Thank God that we're entered into. Amen. Let alone the one. Amen. That we'll go into here. Maybe in a few months. Amen. We'll hear. Amen. That tells about. Amen. His resurrection. Amen. From the dead. Amen. Thank God today, folks. Amen. You and I. Amen. We owe Him. Amen. Our life this morning.
Amen.
Man, I'd like to see your hand this morning if you feel like you owe Him something.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God this morning, folks. Amen. We ought to get it in our heart and our mind. Amen. Thank God. Now the truth, amen, is this morning. Amen. I thought as I read that one verse there, amen, thank God He said He would. Amen. Thank God that we'd be in hell. Amen. And prosper even as our soul prospereth. Amen. Thank God. And you look around. Amen. I look around and I look at myself. Amen. This morning. Amen. Thank God of all the things. Amen. I'm going on with me. Amen. Thank God physically. Amen. This morning, folks. Amen. We say what we want. Amen. And believe what we want. Amen. And David said, you may justify. Amen. Thank God what to have this. Amen. In your life. Amen. Thank God. But the very reason. Amen. That we do not. Amen. Prosper. Amen. Thank God today. It's because our soul.
Amen. Heaven, Lord.
Have not prospered.
Yes.
Amen. The truth is, we found too many other things in this life that's more important than this is.
That's right.
Amen. There's more things that's important. Amen. More important than this. Amen. When I look across my family. Amen. And I see the kind of shape they're in. Amen. Thank God it makes me wonder. Amen. I don't know whether you ever do or not. Amen, but when I look back and I see all these things, David, amen, that's happening all through, amen, all of my family, it makes me, amen, to wonder where in life, amen, failed and come up short, amen, in these things. Oh, preacher, amen, they're going to do these things anyhow. Amen, thank God, I'm going to say this. Amen, thank God, this morning, amen, if we'd have stayed, amen, on our face before God, amen, and doing the thing, amen, that He said do, amen, and honoring Him and praising Him like we are to, maybe these things wouldn't be like they are.
Amen.
How many in here this morning feel like you've done everything, amen, that you ought to have done?
None.
Have you done everything? I the truth is we have failed God.
Amen.
Amen, this morning, and amen, it said it done Him good. Amen, that they would come to Him. Tell Him how they walked in the truth. Amen, you know what? Amen, there's not a one of you this morning. Amen, thank God that don't do you real good. Amen, when you think about it and look at it. Amen, thank God and you know. Amen, that your children, amen, have walked in the truth, have done the right thing. Amen, thank God it does you good. Amen, in your soul this morning. How many of you does it? Amen, it does you good.
Amen, bless you, Lord.
Amen. It does the Lord good this morning. Amen. Thank God when we begin to walk in the truth and we begin to do, amen, what His book said do this morning. Amen. When we get that done, amen, I believe God is well pleased with us. Amen. We expect a lot out of God. Amen. We might as well just be honest about it. We all expect a lot out of God. Amen. He don't expect just a whole lot, amen, out of you and I this morning. Amen. But just a little bit. Amen. Thank God makes a difference. Amen. This morning somewhere, amen, we have said him and decided are they no use, amen, anymore in any of this. Amen, I can take you to people today. Amen, thank God he carried their book to the house. Amen, and put her up on the shelf. Amen, and decided, hey, there's no need in this anymore. Amen, thank God, and I'm going to be honest with you. Amen, just as honest as I know how. Amen, thank God, and I wonder, amen, how many in the house this morning, amen, would be honest, amen, enough to say, amen, somewhere in my life, at some time or another, amen, I've wanted to go to the house, amen, give it up, and say there ain't no use, amen, anymore. Amen, thank God, that happened. I can mean this very week. Amen. Thank God the devil. Amen. Are coming down. I've seen that with everything. How bad he's got this morning. But hear me. They is a God in heaven this morning. That just is real. Amen. As we are sitting. Amen. In this house. This morning. Thank God. For a move of God. Amen. In my soul this morning.
Amen, Lord.
How many of y'all ever had that happen to you?
Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
And I come home from that reunion I tried to family get together yesterday. And I guess felt just about as low, amen, as you could feel about anything. But you're why? Would you feel low about that? Amen. I come in here, amen, these other preachers come in and begin to sit up and try, amen, to preach the word of God. Amen, to try to help somebody. Amen, thank God, keep them from dying. Amen, or going to hell. Amen, and there I was. Amen, among about 50 or 60. Amen, people out there, and I sit there. Amen, thank God, with all manner. Amen, of seeing around me. Amen, and the truth was. Amen, I sat there. Amen, and let the devil, amen, defeat me. Amen, with an opportunity. Amen, that I had.
Happy, Lord. Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Lord. Had the best opportunity. Amen. And the majority of them
you,
some of them, you may like this and you may not. It really don't matter. It's still the truth anyhow.
Happy Lord.
Sitting there with a gay couple in the crowd. Preacher, you got them in? Yeah, I got them in my family just like you have somewhere probably.
Amen.
Yep.
And I don't like it any better. Just because they're that away, amen, don't make me change my thoughts. Amen, on that I still say, amen, there's a bomb abomination. Amen. In the sight of God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. In God. Amen. Thank God. If they don't change and get right with God, they're going, amen, to hell this morning in spite of everything. My family are yours. The truth is, and I failed God. Amen, yesterday. Me and Jerry were sitting there talking. He said, seemed like every year when we get together like this, and amen, said my desire to get together, amen, with all of them to get less and less. Amen, and I said, when you have to go in, amen, and sell among a bunch of this garbage. Amen, thank God. Amen, you hear me this morning. Amen, I messed up yesterday thoroughly. Amen, but not then give me the opportunity. Amen, thank God to turn things. Amen, over the food. Amen, thank God, and there was other things. Amen, on my mind. Amen, what I ought to God. Amen, it took a good opportunity. Amen, and tried to tell a bunch. Amen, thank God they're all about. Amen, of getting together. Amen, with Daddy out under. Amen, but what about? Amen, in the hereafter. Amen, thank God they're going to be. Amen, a slew of them. And it's going to come up missing.
Amen. Amen.
Look at yours. Amen, this morning, look at your family. How does it look on your side? Amen, if your side's kind of like mine, what's kind of dim, don't it? Amen, had to go in there, bump elbows with the gay crowd. Had to go in there and bump elbows. Amen. When women had thought God had called them to preach. Amen. Amen. I still say it. Amen. If it's mine. Amen. Thank God. I still say it. It's an abomination. Amen. Thank God to people. I need to find out where their place is. Amen. And get in it. And stay in it.
Amen.
Y'all have been better off this morning than I'd have stayed if I had. Amen. I want you to hear me this morning. Amen. I believe it does God. Amen. Good this morning. Amen. When we begin to walk in the truth. Amen. And begin to do the truth. Amen. Thank God. And when we do all of that right time. Amen. I believe it satisfied God. Amen. But now won't you. Don't look at that next to you. Amen. And the one across the house. Amen. But I want you to look at yourself. Amen. Deep down in your heart. Amen. This morning ask yourself. Amen. Am I doing the truth? Am I doing what God wants me to do? Amen, somewhere. Amen, I feel like how did all of us, amen, have failed him according to the scripture. Amen, this morning he said we had all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. Had somewhere fold. If we don't turn around, amen, and start doing some things just a little bit different, amen, it's going to be rough. Amen, in the judgment.
Yes, amen.
You know what? Amen. Whether we own up to it, whether we won't. Amen, we're sitting around with people laugh. Amen, in our hand this morning. Playing with life and death. Amen. What I'm going to tell you this morning. Amen. Now there's some of this book that we don't like. Amen. People, that's the reason they have rewrote it. Amen. And they changed it around and changed the wording. As sure as it don't sound too bad. Amen. Thank God. Amen. There's things that they changed. And words that they changed. And thank God it don't sound real bad. Amen. This morning, but hear me. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hell is still just hell. Amen. I don't care what kind of name. Amen. You put on it this morning. Amen. It's still going to be hell when you get there. Amen. Thank God this morning. I think folks on their way are going to that place. Amen. Thank God. Have them sat in the church house. Amen. Week after week. Amen. I'm praying on God's mercy. Amen. You hear me this morning. Amen. You can pray on His mercy. Amen. Thank God you can tread. Amen. On His blood this morning. Amen. You can walk over and the preach word of God. Amen. Week after week. But out yonder somewhere, how God's going to say, amen, this is enough. Amen. You've gone farther. Amen. Thank God. And it'll be over with.
Yeah.
I wonder what you're going to do then. Amen. That's it. Truth is, we're living in a world that'll tell you you can live like hell and still make it. But I'm here to tell you this morning, hey man, if you don't get out of sin and you don't quit it, amen, when the judgment catches up with you, amen, thank God hell will be your home. Amen,
amen.
Standing no other way. Have somewhere another. Amen, thank God you need to draw the line. Amen, before it's too late. Amen, thank God how many have more opportunity am I going to give? And before God draws the line, amen, I don't know. Amen, today may be the very how last time. But you may have lots of them. How we don't know that this morning.
Amen.
Only God knows this morning. Amen, church. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. Y'all look at me crossways if you want to. Amen. But we have failed God this morning.
Amen.
We have let up. We have given in. Amen. If you want to know the truth of that, amen, thank God I say the whole church, amen, and myself included, I need to fall on our face somewhere, amen, before God and get some repent. Amen, God. Amen. Things that used to be sin ain't sin no more.
They say.
It just ain't sin no more. It's all right. Young ladies, y'all listen to me for just a minute. Young men, amen, it's not all right, amen, to go out to your checkup, amen, and live with somebody. Amen, thank God it's a sin. It's an abomination in the sight of God. I don't do it.
Amen. Help him, Lord.
But we said it's all right. I didn't see none of this in this. Amen, this morning.
Help him, Lord.
I believe there's one thing. Y'all listen to me. You listen close. Amen. Now the Bible talked about being unequally yoked together. Did it not?
What it said.
Some of these days, somewhere, sometime. Chances are, time lasts. The majority of you in here will wind up somewhere. Amen. Thank God married to somebody. And it ought to be a one-time thing.
Amen.
Do you all agree with that?
Amen.
Yes, sir. What the Bible says.
Amen. Not out yonder shacking up living with one another. That don't work. That's not satisfying to God. Amen. But I tell you what satisfies God. Amen. And that's death. Do us part.
Amen.
Amen. I feel that to be right, don't y'all?
Yes, sir.
Amen. But we're down to a place in the town. Amen. I know that's wrong. But you know what else? It's right here. It's going to be getting down close right here. Amen. If you'll read back through your scripture, you'll find out where it said. Come unto me, you backslidden believer, for I'm married unto you. Did it not? Now then, right here is where the rub gets rough. Hey man, I had you on the boat with me there for a little bit. You're probably fixing to get off right here.
Bless it, Lord.
Hey man, how many of you believe you belong to the Lord?
Yes, amen.
Saved or a sinner.
Like it or not.
Hey man, I believe if you read your scripture, it says if you live unto the Lord, and if you die, you die unto the Lord. Is that in there?
That's the Lord.
That means you know respect person.
Hey, some of this right here has got in our churches and we won't have it no more.
Amen.
Amen, we're down to a place. Amen, now if you'll read back in the old Bible when it talked about Israel and, amen, them going after strange gods and, amen, serving idols and all of these things. Amen, thank God, I wish you would take a good look, amen, at our church world today and tell me what in the name of God is going on, amen, with us today.
Amen.
Amen. We've got other gods. We've got idols, everything. Amen. That we're serving. Amen. Other than the true and the living God this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Amen. This right here ain't good. But I'm going to say it anyhow. Amen. The church as a whole is running around on God. Spiritual. Adultery. That don't sound good, does it? But I believe it to be the truth. I believe it's going on. Amen. We look at these things and we say, oh, preacher, this right here happened. Amen. There's a lot of things that goes on in people's hearts and minds in here.
Amen.
David, I don't know about. David don't know about, and you don't know about. Amen. Thank God there's some things that are going on. Amen. Thank God. Oh, Lord. And somehow or another, amen, I wish we could go back. Amen. I thought about something an old preacher said. Amen. And I've made a statement here a number of times. Amen. That I'd love to have Irving Green and Joe Willie. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And Brother David's dad back here. Amen. Thank God to help us. Amen, but you know what? Amen, thank God we're facing things today. Amen, that they never seen.
Amen,
thank God, and they might not. Amen, be able to help us much. You ever thought about that? They wasn't faced with some of these things. I believe they were seeing some things out yonder in the future that was coming. I believe they seen it.
Amen.
Amen. They told somebody. Amen this morning. But I want you to hear me. Amen. Thank God somehow or another, folks. Amen. But we need to go back. Amen. As old Brother Don Rich said, we need to go back. Amen. Thank God where we first, amen, had an encounter. Amen. With the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. And see what's happened to us.
Amen. Help me, Lord.
I believe he takes pleasure in his children walking in the truth.
Yes.
I believe it does him good if we speak the truth. How many of y'all, amen today? These times is catching up with us. Amen. They've reworded these books and called them Bibles. It's all right to do some of these things. But I believe this today, if that old King James Bible said don't do it, I believe it'd be good just leave her alone, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Amen. I believe it said it was all right to do these kind of things right here. I wonder. Amen. Thank God. Do we not think it's all right to do these things? Amen. I believe he's due honor and praise this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Out of you and me both.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God. I believe he's due it all somewhere. Amen. We need to give him what he's due this morning.
Amen.
But we're down to this time now. Amen. You're lost this morning. You don't know the Lord. I want you to think about these things. Amen. You here this morning and you just backed up on the Lord and you ain't where you ought to be. Amen. Think about these things this morning. Amen. Thank God if you here this morning, God spoke to you and told you to do something and you didn't do it. Amen. Think about this morning. Amen. Thank God you're affixing to die.
Amen.
Every one of you in here is fixing to die. Amen. The Bible said that it was.
Amen.
Said it was appointed.
Amen.
Unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment.
Amen. Happy Lord.
I wonder this morning, do you feel like you're going to escape the judgment of God? I'm here to tell you today, you will not.
Amen.
You will not escape the judgment, amen, of God today. Amen, you sat under the preach word of God. Have time after time. Amen. Thank God you felt that knock. Amen. At your heart and that tugging. Amen. Time after time. Amen. And you shook your head no to God. Amen. God is fixing the house. Amen. The lie saying the matter.
Yes, he is.
I ain't playing games with you this morning. I'm telling you. Amen. Hell is going to be hot. Hell is a real place. And I'm going to tell you something. When all the dead rise, the Bible says dead in Christ would rise first.
Yes.
And we that are alive and remain shall be caught up and changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. That's how quick it'll be. But you know what? I believe the Bible said death and hell would deliver up their dead. And to see what's in it. And you know what's fixing to happen? Hey man, thank God when all judgment's settled, hey man, you're fixing to see a bunch of people, hey man, and the devil and his crowd, hey man, the Bible said, hey man, thank God he reserved in church, hey man, till that day you hear what I'm saying, hey man, thank God they're going to be gathered up, hey man, and cast in out to outer darkness is what the Bible said.
Amen.
Were they weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth? But you know what you're going to do when you wind up there? Hey man, if you understand my voice this morning, you wind up. Hey man, I'm going there. Hey man, when you get there, you're not going to be able to look back. Hey man, and say nobody didn't tell me that it was going to be like this. Or I'm telling you, hey man, today you do not. Hey man, want to die? Hey man, thank God in sin after it'll get you in the end.
Amen.
The judgment of God is going to be set up. Let me fix it to catch it. Somehow, they tried to make it to where it don't sound too bad. They've got all kind of little old names they give it. Hades, torment, and all that. It's all kind of little names that they give it. And I'm going to tell you what it's fixing to be. It's fixing to be a literal burning hell.
Amen.
And I thought about it out there yesterday. Amen. And our family right there and how many was there. I thought to myself, I wonder just how many out of our family is going to wind up in that place. Amen. How many in your family this morning do you know, amen, that could wind up there? Do you know how many ain't going to wind up there? Amen. You listen to me. And you listen real good. Jesus paid a debt.
Yes, he did.
Yonder at Calvary. Shed his blood that a world could be saved. You don't have to die and go to hell this morning.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're playing around with this thing. Amen. Just playing with it. That's all you're doing, playing with it. Amen. I don't mean to be harsh or hard, but with all the love that God put in my heart, hey man, please don't die. Hey man, in the shape you're in today. Please don't do it. Hey man, thank God. Preacher, why? Hey man, thank God, if you could just understand and perceive in your heart, hey man, what's going on with that rich man. Hey man, thank God it's down there in hell today. Hey man, I still hung the way out and he'll never get it. He begged and pleaded. But the same old lad was down there with one little drop of water on his finger and cool his parched tongue, for he said, I'm tormented in these flames. Hey man, you may wind up down there. You may look up and you may see old David Magnickin. Hey man, you may say, oh God, I just sent old David down here. Hey man, thank God for one little drop of water. Hey man, for I'm tormented. Hey man, thank God, hear me. Hey man, when you get there, you ain't getting out. It'll be eternal. I'm blessed the Lord. Hey man, so tomorrow y'all come. Hey man, this morning I don't believe. Hey man, thank God, ever found no more life. Hey man, somebody need to pray. Somebody need to get right with God. Hey man, somebody need to pull up, hey man, again. Hey man, but you hear me. Hey man, on that day, when we stand before God and he, hey man, separate. Hey man, thank God. Hey man, thank God as a shepherd. Hey man, would divide his sheep from the goat. We're going to be divided.
Amen.
On that day. And you know what's going to happen? Amen. You're going to wind up standing there and part of your family's going in and you ain't going. I wonder this morning, does that sound good in your ear that you and your family gonna be separated there? Amen. It didn't sound good to me yesterday. Amen. When God began to speak to me. Amen. Thank God about my family out yonder. Amen. Lord, I'll never have opportunity, amen. Amen. To gather up just like we was gathered yesterday. I won't ever see it again like that. Amen. Thank God for the best opportunity. Amen. To try to help my family. Amen. Thank God and let it get by me.
Help him, Lord.
I want to stand together this morning. You're lost and undone without God. Let me beg you this morning, with all the tenderness, oh Lord, right here.